I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Rapper Moni Love is on a mission to preserve hip-hop's roots. She recently teamed up with a True School corporation. Seven young men founded True School, hoping to shed light on hip-hop and R&B from 1980 through the mid-90s and restore respect to the genre's roots. Welcome back, Moni.
Hi, thanks for having me.
That was so much fun, huh?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was.
I had no idea.
It's always beautiful.
That you and Light went back like that. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, tell me about True School. How did you come across it?
Okay. Well, True School, like you so eloquently said, was put together by seven brothers, college and university alumni put together. Also, one of the names is a producer DJ named Ninth Wonder, known for doing a lot of work with Jay-Z, the likes of Jay-Z, Destiny's Child, Memphis Bleek, throughout hip-hop and R&B, a lot of work. Has his own group, Little Brother, out of North Carolina. And they actually came to the town. I actually was on radio in the Philadelphia tri-state area, and they came to town on a promotion doing something, and it was through a mutual friend who is actually Questlove from The Roots.
Oh, wow. I'm a huge fan of his, by the way.
Yeah, it's, you know, he put us together. We're all in the same room, and we went out to dinner. It was a good 15 of us, we had dinner, and Ninth and I got an opportunity to speak, and we were both, like, in the same place. Musically and spiritually, and as far as our attitude towards, you know, what happened to that sector of time in music that seems to just have disappeared. Like, you know, our parents have, you know, some place where they can go and listen to the Shy Lights, the Stylistics, and, you know, Barry White and Teddy Pendergrass and all of that. And then
so what
kids...
I'm hearing from you is, you know, people talk about old school hip hop and new school hip hop. Is this middle school?
You know, I think we really need to address the fact that there is a middle school. Like, children do not go from elementary to high school. It just doesn't happen. There's something in between that, you know? And it seems that as far as representation on any kind of media, whether it be radio or TV, that middle school representation is just not there. So people kind of just like have to force themselves into one box or the other and never really fit. It's like a round peg trying to go in a round thing, trying to go in a square hole. You know what I mean? It's just not fitting. So this is the discussion that Ninth and I had. And one day, you know, working on radio and playing, working on like contemporary radio and playing the type of stuff that I don't mind playing. But at the end of the day, I'm in the studio with the volume down because I'm like, oh, my goodness, like I can't do this like all day. And I'll go home and I'll call Ninth one day. And I said to Ninth, I'm like, oh, this is really frustrating. And it's like, I don't mind listening to, the white T-shirt and jeans down to your ankles music. But where's the middle school? So he said, you know what? What are you doing this weekend? And it happened to be the weekend of the CIAA in North Carolina.
Which is,
I'm clueless. I didn't know what it was till I got there. It's like this huge college basketball tournament where it's like the top five schools. And as far as their basketball teams, there's one big game.
I'm a little sports illiterate. You're going to have to forgive me. But you know what?
Girl.
I just have to jump ahead. I know that this is about your development with Ninth of the True School, but you keep bringing up your radio time, and you actually are no longer at that station. You got into a heated argument with rapper Young Jeezy over Nas's belief and the title of his album, Hip Hop is Dead. Tell me how that unfolded.
Okay. Well, it's interesting, actually, because Young Jeezy had absolutely nothing to do with why I'm not on that radio station in Philadelphia anymore. I had actually been going through a year long of negotiation to renegotiate my contract. And unfortunately, we had to go separate ways because there were conditions within the contract that I felt infringed upon the fact that I am an entity outside of radio that does radio. Like, Moni Love did not receive any prestige from doing radio. Like, I was already self-invented.
Yeah, I know what you said. What you're
you
saying.
You know what I mean?
But what was this beef with, you know, so it just so happened,
it was just ironic that everything happened at the same time, because within the same week that I had a deadline that I had to give an answer regarding the last contract that they presented me. Within that same week, Jeezy was a guest on the show and I was still working. So, you know, Nas actually was not the only part of the conversation that Nas's album Hip Hop Is Dead was when I placed a question to Jeezy regarding some very out of pocket comments made by Lil Wayne towards Jeezy's boss, Jay-Z. And I forgot the name of the magazine, but there was a magazine where Lil Wayne was in it saying, you know, who says that Jay-Z is back to save hip hop and who is he to say that and it doesn't need saving and all the rest of it. And he said, you know, if this is his house, then I done slept with several women in his bed, and it, like, metaphorically being extremely disrespectful. So based on that, I asked Jeezy, well, how do you feel about Lil Wayne's comments towards Jay-Z? And the connection was, you know, Jay-Z is basically, he's under Jay-Z's umbrella. Oh, that's funny, isn't it? Especially with the Rihanna under my umbrella. Anyway, so, you know, that was the reason why I placed that question to Jeezy. So Jeezy, and I said, you know, Hov's album's out. We got Nas's album on the way. How do you feel about these comments that Lil Wayne made towards Jay-Z? That is exactly how the question went. And he commented very little on the actual question, but then went into the whole Nas thing. Well, anyway, who is Nas to say? But wait a minute, I wasn't talking about Nas. I was asking you, the only mention of Nas was that he also has an album coming out around the corner.
I'm going to have to stop. I'm going to have to stop this here and just redirect us one more time, because there's, you know, for people who don't know hip hop, I hope y'all folks are still listening. There's a lot of names here: Lil Wayne, Young Jeezy. You can just Google them all, and there's a whole pantheon of hip hop out there. But just 1 minute on what you think True School can do to make people more enlightened about hip hop.
True School is one great big reminder. It's a reminder to everybody in that middle school bracket that was in school when Playing Hard to Get was out, and I Like the Way, all the High Five Grace and Guy and SWV and Brownstone, and, you know, all the way up to Total, for crying out loud, because you don't even get to hear that stuff anymore, you know. So it's basically a great big reminder, allowing everybody to come back out, because there are people that we don't socialize outside of our homes anymore because we don't want to fight with the white t-shirts, and we're not ready for white linen pants and black belts either. You know,
so you're talking generationally, like the folks who are a little squeezed between the gangsta, you know, kind of, yeah. I know.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm getting flashbacks to my friends who would go to Tello's and buy those colored jeans, you know, those ones that came in all those.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know you probably rock some of those one day.
Are you kidding? Black on the front and white on the back.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Moni Love, thanks so much.
No problem.
Moni Love helps represent the True School Corporation, a group created to receive love and respect for old school hip hop and R&B. She joined me from the studios of WHYY in Philadelphia.